Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Here we are at the Hour One Nugget. Once again, we're taking a break from 2 Peter. We will come back to it, but I just feel it important that we go through some of these day by day, these specials. And today we have another one. And we're looking at Matthew, the 7th chapter, and we'll look from verse 13. It says this. Jesus is talking once again during his Sermon on the Mount, and he says this. You can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad, and its gate is wide for many who choose that way. But the gateway to life is very narrow, and the road is difficult, and only a few ever find it. Beloved, this is a very, very important piece of scripture, I believe. On the face of it, it doesn't look complicated, and actually it's not complicated. It is us, beloved, that complicates scripture always. I believe that. I believe it's theologians across the ages that have always tried to complicate scripture. I don't know why. Because it's not complicated. Jesus is trying to show you that to get into glory, to get into heaven, is not easy. It's a difficult road. He's being very, very clear here. And I love the analogy that I sometimes use when I talk about us going up Mount Zion and we've got this thin, dusty track that we've got to navigate. Yet the road to death and to hell is that highway, that freeway that you can see down on the left-hand side that goes all the way to somewhere like Las Vegas, where it looks wonderful and it looks easy. But it's hell. You can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. Now, Jesus says, all who call on him will be saved. He says that many times. But when you call on God Almighty, when you call on Jesus, you will be saved. But then you go on the journey. And this is my point. Quite often people would say, well, I can just give my heart to the Lord and then just do what I please. Yeah, you can. You absolutely can. But the problem is, would you love your Father if you did that? Would you love your Father very, very much if you took no notice of him? You didn't listen to his counsel? And I'm talking about your earthly Father now. Would you show your love for your Father by turning your back on him and being rebellious? He's still going to love you. But would you be showing your love for him? The answer is clearly no. Jesus uses this narrow gate analogy. There was a gate, and I've actually seen it. There was a gate that went into the city of Jerusalem. And it was very, 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 very narrow. And when you went through there, especially, well, if you went through there on a camel, you couldn't. You had to dismount your camel and walk through it, and it was still very, very narrow. That gate exists today on the old city wall in Jerusalem. I've seen it with my own eyes. It's called the Needle, actually. It is called the Needle. But Jesus is using this analogy. He's using this to try and show you how difficult sometimes it is. And you know, the thing that grieves me the most is when I read this, it says here, the highway to hell is broad, and its gate is wide for the many who choose that way. But the gateway to life is very narrow, and the road is difficult. Watch this. And only a few ever find it. only a few ever find it. Only a few out of the millions and millions and millions of people on this globe that will never, ever, ever find that narrow gate. Only a few out of the millions and trillions of people in this planet will ever get to glory because they don't know the truth. And beloved, the truth is not setting them free. We have to be aware and on our guard because the time is nigh. The time is coming when the end of this world will happen. In the blinking of an eye, our Lord Jesus Christ will come back riding on the clouds, and everybody in the whole universe will see him. But for some, it will be too late. Many will travel the road to hell. Few will travel the road through the narrow gate. And we have to make sure, beloved, as we come through these end times, that it is us that make the narrow gate, that it is us that get to glory, that it is us that finish this race. Oftentimes people will say this road is too hard. You know, it's not too hard. It seems hard sometimes, but it's not too hard if we keep our face turned always to Jesus and allow him to take us, sometimes by the hand, and sometimes Jesus picks us up and carries us. Why? Because we are unable to make it on our own. Beloved, the time is so short. Don't turn your back on the one who loves you and has always loved you, the one who created you. Don't turn your back on the one who sent his son so that you could be reconciled to the Heavenly Father. Don't turn your back, beloved. Make a new statement in your life now to say, you know what? I want to be that one that goes through the narrow gate. I am going to go back on that road. I am going to travel that road. And I am going to lift my head to Almighty God and say, Lord God Almighty, I love you with all of my heart and with all of my soul. And I will not fail you this time. If you feel that you have slipped off that track, if you feel that your life hasn't been going along that road through the narrow gate, but your life has slipped a little and gone down onto the highway to hell, then you can change that in a heartbeat, in a second. All you've got to do is tell the Lord you're sorry. And what I would love to do during this Hour One Nugget is to lead you in a prayer. Would you follow along with me? In actual fact, even if you haven't slipped off the road, and even if your heart hasn't gone cold, I would love us all to say this, every single one of us, I would love us all to declare our majesty to God Almighty right now. Just say these words with me. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry for what I have done in the past. Please forgive me of the sin in my life. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make me brand new. And I promise you, I will follow you for the rest of my life. Help me make it through the narrow gate, Lord, because I love you and I adore you. And I declare that now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your spirit fall now, Lord, as I begin to worship you. In Jesus' name. Amen.